Now, this hour, we're also going to take a look at something that's very, very important to the new administration, the situation in South Asia. We begin in Afghanistan, Kabul, Afghanistan, where the BBC's Afghanistan reporter Martin Patience is, coinciding with the arrival of U.S. envoy Richard Holbrooke, who is in Kabul. It's described as a fact-finding mission. Martin Patience, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Holbrooke, in advance of his trip to Afghanistan, has described the situation in Afghanistan as much more complicated than Iraq, the most serious foreign policy situation. I'm paraphrasing here. Is that a response to reality in Afghanistan, or is it perhaps an attempt to make Holbrooke's status as an envoy look a little more prominent than it might be?
Well, I think it's two things. I think first of all, he also called it a mess. I think it's realizing the magnitude of problems here. The security situation is getting worse. There's a lot of corruption in the Afghan government, and many Afghans just feel that things aren't getting better. So I think by making these types of comments, Richard Holbrooke is raising the issue that this is incredibly complex, but he's also very blunt. He's a very blunt man, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's been chosen for this job, because he will knock heads. And I think there's a real sense that things need to start moving very quickly in Afghanistan, otherwise the whole kind of project, the whole effort could end up slipping away in the coming years.
Well, Martin, is the first head to be knocked then that of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who controls the central part of the country, but not much more?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, certainly American officials have been incredibly critical of the Afghan government in recent months. In fact, with Barack Obama's new administration, we've seen a kind of tougher line. For example, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, said that Afghanistan is a narco state. So I think there's a real sense that Hamid Karzai must tackle corruption. He must do more to try and promote good governance in order to try and win over the trust of the Afghan population, who are deeply mistrustful of their government. I mean, that's one element. The other element, obviously, is that the international community, there's a feeling that they need to be more coordinated and perhaps do more in order to get the security situation right, obviously alongside with the Afghan security forces.
Martin, we're going to take a break in a moment and then come back and talk more broadly about South Asia. But before we go, is the word on the ground there in advance of an official announcement from the Obama administration that the troop levels in Afghanistan on the part of NATO and the U.S. are going to double soon?
Well, certainly there is going to be an increase in troops. There's a lot of talk about how many American troops will actually come to Afghanistan. And Barack Obama, the U.S. president, has said that no final decision has been taken on that.
But it's going to be a significant number. It's going to be a significant number, that's for sure. Martin Patience is with us from the BBC in Kabul. We're also going to continue our discussion with Parag Khanna, a fellow at the New America Foundation, to talk about main issues facing the Obama administration in South Asia. Thank you, Martin. We'll be right back.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.